Hi, welcome to Project Geospatial. I'm Adam Simmons here at the GEOINT 2022 Symposium in Denver, Colorado. I have the pleasure of being at the Satellogic booth where these fine gentlemen are going to introduce themselves and tell me what Satellogic is all about.
My name is Ryan McKinney. I head up our as Vice President and General Manager for Satellogic North America. We are a separate entity or subsidiary of Satellogic, the corporate entity. So our job within Satellogic North America is to support DoD, Intel, U.S. government, as well as Canada, and then also our NATO partners and allies. So, our whole entity is really around supporting the government initiatives and the government use cases.
Excellent. And before we move on to you, how did you get involved in the geospatial industry?
I've only been in geospatial for about 5, maybe 6 years now. My background was traditionally around the cybersecurity world. And I really got interested in it from first looking at cyber risk and understanding what data means to really understanding the world around us. And then also the importance of multimodal data, so not any single one data set. And then when I looked at the, what happens with imagery and how commercial imagery was sort of being applied and what the potential was for it, I just got really excited and sort of dove into that. So, I think as it becomes more accessible, as the economics start to make more sense, we'll continue to see new ways that geospatial data is applied.
Excellent. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Tom Van Meter, I'm Vice President of Global Business Development at Satellogic. Responsible for our global business development and sales and leading the go-to-market strategy globally.
Excellent. How did you get involved with geospatial?
Sure. So I'm long in the tooth in the industry. I've been in the industry for about 22 years.
Awesome.
I started looking at my first pixels from space when I was 19.
Really?
And I haven't stopped.
How? What were you looking at 19?
Yeah. So I spent 12 years at NGA, and then I moved over to Maxar for about 5 years in their product organization and then their business development team, and then I moved over to Satellogic a couple years ago.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So diving into the company for a spec, you touched on it a little bit, but Satellogic, let's dive into what products, services you are trying to provide to the community.
So, from the U.S. perspective, I mean, it's the same data set, right? It's just how we present it and how we support it.
Data set,
right?
What kind of data set we're talking
about?
The
data sets we're working with off of our sensor is we have a multispectral sensor.
Okay.
That at native resolution is submeter. We're at 99 centimeter today, which is improving as we launch. And then the other sensor on the platform is also a hyperspectral sensor. So, it's that dual modal capability that makes us quite unique. Another piece to that that is also quite unique and something that is being discussed a lot is a capability we have that we call hosted payload. And this is an open bay that sits on our satellite that allows people, essentially we say we bring the hardware, you bring the software. So it gives this edge computing capability to sit on a satellite. And we have partners that are using that today.
Okay.
And so it's really exciting to see what's really becoming available and how we're being able to use space-based assets beyond just let's take a picture and see what we can figure out. Right.
So let's do the basic rundown. You're going to launch satellites when?
We've already got
satellites. You've got satellites in the air. That's right. It's good to know.
We're 22 satellites right now in orbit operational.
Excellent.
And we're launching between 4 and 5 every quarter.
So what's the revisit rate with 22 in the air?
What are we at right now?
4 to 5.
4 to 5 any location.
Hours?
4 to 5 times a day.
4 to 5 times a day.
Right.
Excellent. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You mentioned the resolution close to 1 meter.
Mm-hmm. And decreasing.
Decreasing as you go. There's a lot of talk in the community about different business models, especially of these newer companies. And it sounds like you've already been around a while, but what's your business model? And I'll give you an example. Some companies are trying to introduce faster ordering mechanisms. Some companies are drastically trying to be a game changer in terms of licensing and pricing. What are your differentiators that you're bringing to the community?
And I'll actually defer to Tom here because I think it's not just a North American problem to solve. It's a global, to make this data available and how do we make this accessible? And Tom's got some great information on that.
Yeah, I'd say, just consistent with our philosophy, what we want to do is democratize access to imagery from space. So if at any point in time you find yourself asking the question, is it going to make, is what we're getting ready to do, going to make it easier to access satellite imagery? If the answer to that question is yes, we support that. So whether that's, you know, being more flexible in our licensing, making it more easy to access our imagery, reducing barriers for integrating imagery, you know, that's, you know, all of the steps that we're taking right now are consistent with commoditizing satellite imagery, democratizing access to it, and making it more easily accessible.
Okay, can you go into detail a little bit about that means? Like, for example, tasking compared to archive imagery access, or what is more flexible license in your perspective?
Yeah, so you know, the ecosystem that exists, the startups in our community or whatnot, they've traditionally been a bit restricted in creating something new with a satellite image and then being able to serve that customer base.
Okay.
There's been restrictions on that, which has killed some innovation. We don't want to do that, right? We want the ecosystem to grow. We want the startups to be successful. We want the R&D shops to be successful, academia to be successful. So our licensing allows for that, right? It allows for the derivative and the downstream applications to be successful.
And you know, even this week we've announced partnerships with Orbital Insight, you know, which is again tying in our data and how can they use it and how can they leverage it. And if you look at what the value proposition there, it's not only our cost, right? Our costs are much different, you know, from an economic standpoint. It's also our flexible licensing, which if you're an analytics provider, you need the ability to build products and then sell products.
Absolutely.
Right? And so we're enabling that, right? And then Tom's organization announced another partnership today that I think furthers that message.
Yeah. Well, I guess we announced a partnership with Geolect out of the UK.
Okay.
They specialize in maritime analytics. So you know, that partnership is meant to address, you know, a lot of the issues that we're seeing in terms of maritime safety and maritime security and maritime monitoring. So 70% of the world is covered in ocean. So we want a partner like Geolect that's able to provide that high fidelity analysis and then that flexible licensing to be able to jointly serve the customer base.
Excellent. Awesome. Well, is there anything else you'd like to relay about Satellogic to the community about what you do or what?
I think from a Satellogic North America, I mean, we're so excited to see so many people adopting our vision and embracing our vision and encouraging us to keep going and really go for exactly what we're saying, right? And you know, the great thing about sitting with the Satellogic North America team is we get to ask a lot of hard questions from people who have been doing this for decades, right? And get really good feedback on what were the hurdles, what could you have done better if you had had access? And then we get to go and figure out how can we make that possible, right? And so, you know, it's really exciting to see folks here that are all embracing that same strategy. And really, I think we're just starting to kind of catch our stride at Satellogic.
Awesome. My last question for both of you, and this is not exactly related to Satellogic, except for every company is hiring, they're having a hard time filling billets. For inspiring young people, such as those behind the camera here, about getting into the industry and what that's all about, any words of wisdom? Let's how about you first?
I mean, this is an industry that you can get passionate about very easily, right? What we're seeing right now, you know, we talked to some folks earlier today about Ukraine. I think Ukraine shines a light on the power of satellite imagery and geospatial data. And I think all of the industry players collectively together, we're coming close to a tipping point where we're able to provide transparency at scale around the clock. So once that happens, you know, you're gonna be part of an ecosystem or an industry that is literally going to change the world or literally solve some of the world's problems. And it's an incredibly exciting industry to be in right now.
Yeah, and I think what's exciting and about the opportunity to join Satellogic is we are literally, our vision is to democratize and commoditize this data. You don't have to be a GIS expert. You don't have to be an imagery expert. Come help us turn this data into something that's more than just a pretty pixel, right? And let's figure out, you know, what else can we do with this? That's what we're looking for.
Excellent. And just kind of the follow up and focus on that from your perspective here. Why do you like the geospatial community so much? I think that's another message I want to kind of send to those folks.
I think even though this is an industry that's been around for decades, we're only on the cusp of what's really possible. And I think the more you get into it, the more you realize there's so much potential and how this data can be leveraged not just, you know, for a specific type of application, but for all applications. And so we just need really creative minds to come and show us what all can be done with this data.
Excellent. For those watching, how do they get a hold of Satellogic if they're interested in finding out more?
Yeah, we have info@satellogic.com. It's a great resource, or you can contact the sales teams directly at sales@satellogic.com.
Perfect. Well, I thank you both for talking, give us insight about who Satellogic is and what you provide. I'm Adam Sims, Project Geospatial, signing off. Thanks.